You Forever by Tuesday Love Sang Rampa, read to you by Blue Friend. Lesson 7. This is going to be a short lesson, but a very important one. It is suggested that you read this particular lesson very, very carefully indeed. Many people, in trying to see the aura, are impatient. They expect to read some written instructions, look up from the printed page, and see auras arrayed before their startled gaze. It is not quite so simple as that. Many of the great masters take almost a lifetime before being able to see the aura, but we maintain that provided a person be sincere and will practice conscientiously, the aura can be discerned by the majority of people. It is stated that most people can be hypnotized. In just the same way, most people with practice, and that practice really means perseverance, can see the aura. It must be emphasized over and over again that if one wants to see the aura at its best, one has to look upon a nude body, for the aura is influenced considerably by clothing. For example, supposing a person says, "Oh, I will put on everything absolutely fresh from the laundry, and then it will not interfere with my aura." Well, in all probability, some parts of the clothing have been handled by someone at the laundry. Laundry work is monotonous, and the people who are engaged upon it normally reflect upon their own affairs. In other words, they are a bit out of themselves, and as they mechanically fold clothing or touch the clothing, their thoughts are not upon their work, but upon their own private business. The impressions from their own aura enter into the clothing, and then, when you go to put on that clothing and look at yourself, you're going to find you have somebody else's impressions there. Difficult to believe? Look at it this way. You have a magnet, and you touch that magnet quite idly with a penknife. Afterwards, you find that the penknife has picked up the auric influence of the magnet. It is in much the same way with humans. One can pick up from the other. A woman can go to a show, sit beside a stranger, and afterwards she can say, "Oh, I must have a bath. I feel contaminated being close to that person." If you want to see the true aura with all its colors, you must look at a nude body. If you can look at a female body, you will find that the colors are more distinct. We really hate to say this, but often with the female body, the colors are stronger, more crude, if you like, but whatever way you term it, they are still stronger and easier to see. Some of us might find it difficult to go out and discover a woman who will take off her clothes without any objections, so why not use your own body for a change? You must be alone for this. You must be alone in the privacy of, for example, your bathroom. Make sure that the bathroom has a subdued light. If you find the light is too bright, and it should definitely be dim, hang a towel close to the source of light so that while there is illumination, it is of a very low order. A word of warning here. Make sure the towel is not so close to the light that it smolders and catches fire. You're not trying to burn up your house, but to cut down the light. If you can get hold of one of those Osglim lamps, which use no current that registers on a meter, then you will find that it is very, very suitable indeed. An Osglim lamp consists of a clear glass bulb. From the glass pinch inside the bulb, there is a short rod to which is affixed a round circular plate. Another rod comes out of the glass pinch and extends almost to the top of the bulb, and from it depends a coarse spiral of quite heavy wire. When this lamp is inserted into a light socket and switched on, it glows with a reddish glow. We are going to include an illustration of this type of lamp because, of course, Osglim is a trade name, and in different localities the name may be varied. With the Osglim switched on, or with your illumination of a definitely dim order, take off all your clothes and look at yourself in a full-length mirror. Do not try to see anything for the moment, just relax. Make sure that you have a darkish curtain behind you, either black for preference or dark gray, so that you have what is known as a neutral background, that is, a background which has no color to influence the aura itself. Wait a few moments while gazing at yourself in the mirror quite idly. Look at your head. Can you see a bluish tinge around your temples? Look round your body, from your arms to your hips, for instance. Do you see a bluish flame, almost like an alcohol flame? You have all seen the type of lamp which some jewelers use, which burns methylated spirits, or wood alcohol, or any of those spirituous liquids. The flame is a bluish flame. Often it sparkles yellow at the tips. The etheric flame is like that. When you see that, you are making progress. You may not see it the first, the second, or the third time that you try. In the same way, a musician cannot always get the results that he wants on the first, second, or third time that he plays a difficult piece of music. The musician persevered, so must you. With practice, you will be able to see the etheric. With more practice, you will be able to see the aura. But again and again, we must repeat, it is much easier, much clearer, with a nude body. Do not think that there is anything wrong with the nude body. People state, man is made in the image of God. So what is wrong in seeing the image of God unclad? Remember, to the pure, all things are pure. You are looking at yourself or at another person for a pure reason. If you have impure thoughts, you will not see either etheric or aura. You will only see what you are looking for. Keep looking at yourself. Keep looking for this etheric. You will find that in time you can see it. Sometimes a person will be looking for an aura and see nothing, but instead there will be an itching in the palms or in the feet or even in some other part of the body. It's a peculiar sensation, this itching, and is absolutely unmistakable. When you get that, it means that you are well on your way to seeing. It means that you are stopping yourself from seeing by being too tense. You have to relax. You have to simmer down. If you relax, if you unwind, Then, instead of getting itching and perhaps twitches, you will see the etheric or the aura or both. The itching is actually a concentration of your own auric force within your palms or whatever the center may be. Many people, when they are frightened or tensed up, perspire in the palms of the hands or in the armpits or elsewhere. In this psychic experiment, instead of perspiring, you itch. It is, we repeat, a good sign. It means, we repeat this also, that you are trying too hard, and when you are ready to relax, then the etheric and perhaps the aura also will be before your quite startled gaze. Many people cannot see their own aura with complete accuracy because they are looking through their aura out towards a mirror. The mirror distorts the color somewhat and reflects back again through the aura. This distorted range of colors, and so the poor percipient imagines that he or she had muddier colors than may be the case. Think of a fish deep in a pond, looking up at some flower held a few feet away from the surface of the water. The fish would not perceive colors the same as you would. The fish would have the vision of the flower distorted by ripples on the water and by the clarity or otherwise of the water. In the same way, you, looking out of the depths of your own aura and seeing the reflected image back into the depths of your own aura and seeing the reflected image back into the depths of your own aura could be misled somewhat. For that reason, it is better, whenever convenient, to gaze upon someone else. Your subject must be quite willing, cooperative. If you are looking upon the nude form of some person, often the person gazed upon will be nervous or embarrassed. In that case, the etheric shrinks back almost into the body, and the aura itself closes up quite a lot and falsifies the color. It needs practice to be able to give a good diagnosis, but the main thing is to see any colors first. It doesn't matter if they're true or false colors. The best way is to get this person and talk to her. Just make small talk. Just make idle discussion in order to set her at ease and show that nothing is going to happen. As soon as your subject relaxes, her etheric will regain its normal proportions and the aura itself will flow out to completely fill the auric sac. This can, in many ways, be likened to hypnotism. A hypnotist doesn't just grab a person and hypnotize them then and there on the spot. Usually there are a number of sessions. The hypnotist first sees the patient and they establish a form of rapport or common basis, a mutual understanding if you like. And the hypnotist may even try one or two little tricks, such as seeing if the person responds to elementary hypnotism. After two or three sessions, the hypnotist puts the subject thoroughly into a trance. In much the same way, you would have your subject, and first of all, not stare at the body, hardly look at the body, just be natural, as if the other person was fully clothed. Then, perhaps on the second occasion, the subject would be more reassured, more confident, and more relaxed. On the third occasion, you can indeed look at the body or look at the outline of the body and see. Can you see that faint blue haze? Can you see those bands of colors swirling about the body and that yellow halo? Can you see that play of light from the top center of the head splaying out like an unfolding lotus? Or in Western parlance, something like a firework sparkler sparkling in various colors. This is a short lesson, but it is an important lesson. It is all a matter of practice. End of lesson 7.